Calling It with Ivan Yates and Sean Defoe. A News Talk original podcast.
Hey, it's Sean Defoe here.
And I'm Ivan Yates.
And this is Calling It, the News Talk podcast, where we're drilling down into all 43 constituencies across the country, running through their runners and riders, the geography, the issues, what's likely to decide this election, and then...
I'm trying to call it. That is, who will be the TDs who will be happy bunnies? We have 685 candidates. There's only 174 TDs. We'll try and assess who will be the winners.
Kildare North. So we are looking at the four TDs who were elected in 2020. Catherine Murphy for the Social Democrats, Raida Cronin of Sinn Féin, James Lawless of Fianna Fáil, and Bernard Durkin of Fine Gael. The big beast retiring from this constituency, Catherine Murphy, formerly independent, democratic left and all this sort of stuff, founder of the Social Democrats, huge personal vote that is now going and begging in this particular constituency. So when you look at Kildare North, it is gaining a seat in this particular election. It becomes a five-seater commuter belt constituency. This has been the second fastest growing constituency in the country, with almost 13% population growth between 2016 and 2022, those two censuses. Four electoral districts around Naas come into the area from Kildare South, and with that comes a population of 4,000 extra people. They were mostly districts that fell quite strongly for Fine Gael's Martin Hayden in 2020. As I mentioned, three of the sitting TDs are seeking re-election, including the Dáil's oldest TD, Bernard Durkin. The runners and riders in 2024, James Lawless and Anisha O'Carroll of Fianna Fáil, Vincent P. Martin for the Green Party, Aidan Farrelly of the Social Democrats, Angela Feeney of Labour, Una O'Connor of Aintu, Bernard Durkin, Joe Neville and Evie Salmon of Fine Gael, Bill Clear is an independent candidate, Avril Corcoran, I should say, of the Irish People, Raida Cronin of Sinn Féin, Caroline Hogan for Sinn Féin, Leah Waters from Solidarity, Gerry Waters of the Irish Freedom Party, and Sean Gill of the Centre Party of Ireland. Talk about a bit of a head melt of a constituency.
Yeah, well, put it like this. This constituency is so difficult, and I spoke to so many people in Fine Gael and Fianna Fáil, in the Sock Dems, in Labour, Emmet Stagg's old people I know from Naas and people I know from Clain, and up in the north in Leixlip and Selbridge, and then in Maynooth. I actually had to go for a walk to clear my head. And then I had a moment of clarity after 2 hours, and I said, right, what was... So first of all, the extra seat makes it even harder to call. Mm. So first of all, I think... So you know Donald Rumsfeld, the known knowns.
Yeah, yeah.
Right, so the known knowns is that Charlie McCreevy was minister for this constituency. There hasn't been a minister since, except enter Lawless. Mm-hmm. I had occasion to do some work with James Lawless. He's originally from Wexford, and I marked him down to the hierarchy, said he is a certain future minister. He was chairman of the Justice Committee. He could have been promoted earlier, but he's extremely able.
Yeah,
is his background accountancy or what is
yeah,
it?
Yeah, something like that.
Yeah, he's a professional guy anyway.
He
wants to be a minister as well. You know, he wants to be a cabinet minister.
He's a barrister, formerly worked in IT. So he's now a junior minister anyway. He did finally get his elevation.
So he's going to top the poll. That's where my starting point is. He's got the biggest population base, which is Naas. He has been building up to this. He's got his breakthrough appointment, and he is gunning to be a commuter belt cabinet in the next administration, and a big vote wouldn't do any harm to that. The situation is that could it be possible Fianna Fáil get two seats? Because Frank O'Rourke used to be a candidate here, and I know Frank, and I'm very impressed by his ground game, and I was surprised he wasn't selected.
Well, he got kind of done dirty at the last election, where there was a misinformation campaign alleging all sorts of infidelity on his behalf that was leafleted through the constituency, all of which turned out to be untrue, but he feels cost him the seat last time around.
So he was director of elections for Barry Cowan in the European elections, and I thought he was set fair, but he just didn't come through the selection process, and maybe he'll be a senator and maybe he'll resurrect his career. He's not a councillor, but like he's a credible candidate, and I think he could have got a second seat. So they've run this very late in the day, this Maynooth new councillor. You pronounce it, Tomás.
Anisha O'Carroll.
Anisha O'Carroll.
1,800 votes in Maynooth in the 2024 locals. He's been a councillor for a decade and he's only 35.
Not feeling it. There's no second seat there. I think the vote won't be well managed. He's not long enough in the field and he's no Frank O'Rourke. And Maynooth is very crowded. Okay? So, one seat gone, Lawless, no second seat for Fianna Fáil. The next known for me is that Leixlip want a TD. So, Catherine Murphy has been the local TD. But her candidate, Farrelly, is from Clane. And it's not from Leixlip. And Leixlip people are determined because of the size of it. Is this where Intel is?
You know,
it's a very expanding area. Joe Neville has been a councillor there for how long? 2014?
Joe Neville was a Fine Gael councillor, first elected in Leixlip in 2014, most recently topped the poll with 2,300 votes. He's a cousin of the former Limerick TD, Tom Neville.
Yeah, and Willie Neville, Tom Neville, and all of that. So Dan, I think, would have been his uncle. Dan was there with Michael Finucan. So I'm saying, write it down, Joe Neville is starting to get elected. I think that simply that the succession Leixlip are not going to elect a Clane person.
Right.
And this is amber flashing light for Farrelly and the succession thing. No matter what Catherine Martin wants, they want their local TD. Joe has been on the succession trail and is the Fine Gael standard bearer here. So that's two seats gone. But we've still three to go, and this is where the problems go. Again, we'd be very quick to dismiss Senator Vincent P. Martin. I won't say he's a joke candidate, but there's something humorous about his candidacy because he wants to save the honeybee. Not a big issue around Naas. So I'm not feeling it for him. Now,
he's a member of Beekeeping Ireland and a founding member of the Wine Society of Ireland, which might be slightly more popular.
Yeah. So we're talking Naas, we're talking Selbridge, we're talking Maynooth, we're talking Kilcock, we're talking Clane, we're talking the western side as well, Killeshee, and areas that have come from the south to the north. So there's some horsey country in here. And, okay, so next, Fine Gael are running three. They're running Joe Neville, who I'm saying will be the standard bearer and get elected because of Leixlip. They're running Councillor Evie Salmon in Naas. And I think the plan was to run those two to give the message to Bernard, would you ever retire at 79 years of age? He didn't get that memo and he is staying in the race.
Bernard Durkin is the oldest member of the Dáil and the only member of the Dáil who was born while World War II was still being fought.
And if he gets elected and he serves a full term, he will be the oldest TD ever in the history of the state. And good luck to him on that. But the thing about Bernard is, he has 20,000 names on his database.
Mm.
He's done a lot. He's done a lot of clinics. He's done a lot of work for people. And he's the old, classic old dog for the hard road.
Yeah, he's been returned at every election since he first elected in 1981, lost the seat in that like three elections of 18 months, won it back in February 1982 and has kept it at every election.
So I'm oscillating. Is a three-candidate strategy a good idea? Is Bernard Durkin past his sell-by date? So then I move on to Sinn Féin. And I think that Riada Cronin is going to get a seat. She is going to win the Battle of Maynooth. That's another reason why that young Fianna Fáil fella is not going to make it. I just think if she's done a bit of work, she's got 17% of the vote the last time, and I think that she... Now, you see, also in Maynooth, this is where I really had to go for a walk, Councillor Angela Feeney, right, is standing in Maynooth for Labour. And I'm thinking Emmet Stagg, and I'm thinking Labour tradition, and on the right day for Labour, could it happen? Is there a Sock Dem here as well?
Well, of course there is, yeah. Aidan Farrelly trying to keep the seat.
That's
for,
right.
In fact,
that's
there's
right.
a Sock Dem and a former Sock Dem in Bill Clear. In
you see, this is what happened. Not only was Aidan Farrelly not from Leixlip in the most northerly part of the constituency, he's a credible candidate from Clane, but also the guy who was beaten at the convention was Councillor Bill Clear, and he had the town of Naas, which is bigger than Clane, under him. And you know, you just don't want to split when you're trying to do a succession,
especially when more of Naas is coming into this constituency from Kildare South. So he got almost 2,000 votes there in the locals. He basically lost the selection convention to Aidan Farrelly and then was very open saying, I want to be a TD, I'm not going to get it here, I'm going as an independent. Good luck.
And then I had a moment of clarity. And my conclusion is Lawless, James, Neville, Joseph, Cronin, Riada, And the last two seats I am giving to Aidan Farrelly to hold Catherine Martin's seat. And I'm saying the wily old bird, Durkin, to take the last seat and Fine Gael to get two.
So after doing your all the reasons why Aidan Farrelly won't be a TD, how did you land on Aidan Farrelly being a TD?
The numbers. It's the numbers that it comes down to. The Sock Dems. And I was thinking of the mix. Say Labour goes out, there has to be one soft left. Mm. You know, Sinn Féin is kind of hard left. The Greens are going nowhere. They'll try. So who's the top of the bubble of the soft left, which is Greens, Sock Dems and Labour? And I sort of came that by default he had to make it.
Yeah, what the Sock Dems argue is, yes, he is not from the most populous area, but he is, I think, a social worker. So he's kind of has a pie around the constituency. He went to Maynooth for college, and that's why he gets there. I suppose the Bill Clear argument is nice, big population base, but he probably won't travel too far outside of there. And then,
well, I was actually losing the will to live, and I just had to come to a decision.
Throw darts at a dartboard here and you've come out with five. So the five in Kildare North, James Lawless of Fianna Fáil. You have two for Fine Gael, so they're picking up a seat in this constituency, Joe Neville and Bernard Durkin. Aidan Farrelly holding the Social Democrat seat, keeping that Catherine Murphy seat, and then the final one to Sinn Féin, Raida Cronin. Not necessarily the final as in fifth of the seat, but the final in the way that we are wrapping them up. That is Kildare North. This has been Calling It with myself, Sean Defoe, and Ivan Yates, with Mark Simpson and Jess Kelly producing. Don't forget to hit subscribe to make sure that you get your constituency and get all the latest constituencies as they come out.
Calling It with Ivan Yates and Sean Defoe, a News Talk original podcast.